In Parshas Tetzaveh, the construction of the Mishkan continues, now with the outfitting of the Kohanim in their royal garments. But even before that, we find in the very first Pasuk the command to light the menorah. Ve'ata titzaves b'nei Yisrael, v'ikhu elecha shemen zayis zach kasis lama'or, l'halos ner tamid. You should command b'nei Yisrael to bring you clear oil of crushed olives for lighting, and then l'halos ner tamid. Literally translated is, to lift up the flame constantly or forever. Some of the commentators question the strange language used to connote lighting, la'alos, to lift up. If we're talking about lighting the candle, then why not use the more appropriate lehadlik, to light? Rashi addresses our question of why the Torah uses la'alos instead of lehadlik through the following comment. La'alos ner tamid, madlik ad shetehe shal heves ola me'eleha. What does it mean to lift up the flame eternally? You should light it until the flame is able to rise up on its own. You know how it is on Hanukkah when you're lighting the menorah and you only keep the shamash there for a second before moving on? The candle's lit for a second, but then often it goes out, unless you linger over the wick a few seconds and you see the flame go up strong. That's what Hashem is commanding. Make sure the flame is really going strong before moving it away to ensure that the light of the menorah burns constantly and eternally without interruption. Perhaps there's a deeper meaning and application for us from Rashi's words and Hashem's command. Several years ago, I read the following story in Rabbi Joseph Talushkin's book, Rebbe, about the Lubavitch Rebbe. All different kinds of people would request meetings with the Rebbe, including Israeli dignitaries like Yehuda Avner. Yehuda shares the following incident from one of his meetings with the Lubavitch Rebbe. Quote, suddenly, the Rebbe started to meditate aloud as he offered perhaps the clearest exposition he ever expressed on how he saw his role in Jewish life. Rebbe Yehuda, let me tell you what I try to do. Imagine you're looking at a candle. What you're really seeing is a mere lump of wax with a thread down its middle. So when do the thread and the wax become a candle? Or, in other words, when do they fulfill the purpose for which they were created? When you put a flame to the thread, then the wax and the thread become a candle. The Rebbe's voice now shifted into the chanting cadence in which the Talmud is studied. The wax is the body and the wick, the thread is the soul. Bring the flame of Torah to the soul, then the body will fulfill the purpose for which it was created, and that, Rebbe Yehuda, is what I try to do, to ignite the soul of every Jew with the fire of Torah, with the passion of our traditions, and with the sanctity of our heritage, so that each individual will fulfill the real purpose for which he or she was created. At this point, it was 2 a.m., and the buzzer on the Rebbe's desk was sounding every few minutes, a reminder that there were still visitors outside awaiting their turn for an audience. As the staggered and subdued Avner rose to bid his farewell, the Rebbe escorted him to the door. Avner then posed his final question of the evening, "Has the Rebbe lit my candle?" "No," the Rebbe said, clasping Avner's hand and sending him out with one final thought. "I have given you the match. Only you can light your own candle." What the Rebbe was teaching Yehuda Avner, and really all of us, is that it's not enough to ignite the spark for others, lehadlik, because if they don't know how to harness the fire, it'll just fizzle out. Rather, we must teach them how to protect and maintain the fire, lehalos, to lift themselves up, so that the fire remains a ner tamid, an eternal fire. But if that's true, then why did the Rebbe say he'd given him the match? What's the significance in that statement? A few psukim later in the parsha, Hashem instructs Moshe on the construction of the Mishkan and its vessels. Ve'ata tedaber al kolchach melev asher milesi ruach chachma ve'asu es bigdei aron lekadsho lecha noli. You should speak to the wise artisans who are filled with a godly wisdom, and they should make the priestly clothes for Aaron to serve me. However, the Chassam Sofer has a truly novel approach in understanding this command to Moshe. Let's read the pasuk again in a more nuanced manner. Ve'ata tedaber al kol chachmei lev. Speak to those wise and talented artisans, and you should tell them the following. Asher milesi v'ruach chachma. Tell them that they're people who are filled with a godly wisdom. Give them that positive reinforcement. And if you do that, and you give them encouragement, then ve'asu es bigdei Aaron l'kadsha l'chanoli. Then they'll be able to accomplish and create great things. They'll be successful and able to create the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. Wow. That slight variation in reading the pasuk completely transforms Hashem's command and the implicit message being delivered. Not only is Moshe being instructed on who to commission in making the Kohen's clothes, but how to deliver the message with a dose of positive reinforcement. And to take this statement a step further, we have to remember who these Chachmei Lev were. We learn later that Bezalel was appropriately named for he stood Betzel Kael, in the shades of God. This great person, Bezalel, was referred to as an Ish Chacham Lev, and yet he too would benefit from the positive reinforcement and encouragement that Moshe would give him. Perhaps this is the match that the Lubavitcher Rebbe was referring to in the story, giving positive reinforcement. He knew that merely telling someone of their responsibility, of the job that they have to do, that's not enough. That would be like lighting the candle and moving on too quickly. The flame wouldn't last. But sharing what needs to be done with the acknowledgement and recognition of the good job that they've done, that's tantamount to giving the person their own shamish, their own match, to ensure la'alos ner tamid, that their internal desire and passion stays burning strong. In every facet of our lives, we have the opportunity to teach others, both at work and at home, but we have to remember the lesson of the menorah to ensure the fire rises up strong, and the instruction to the ish chachmei lev to do so with positive encouragement. Drawing on an old Chinese proverb, give a man a fish and you can feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. We can apply that to our lesson too. You can light the fire for others and they can cook for a day or be inspired for a day. Or you could teach others how to light the fire themselves and then they can cook or be inspired on their own for a lifetime. And if you teach others to light the fire themselves, and you do it with positive encouragement, then maybe they'll also cook for you for a lifetime. Shabbat Shalom.